كتاب الكريم: إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. صلوات. Driving into the entrance of our center and looking at the almost full parking lot gave us a good feeling. You know, Ramadan after 2 years. We did the last 2 years online. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the facilities that we were still able to go through the program online. But you know, this is what we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to celebrate the month of Ramadan normally. The month of Ramadan is the month of Tawbah and forgiveness. The Prophet, in his famous khutbah, when he welcomed the month of Ramadan, he says, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرَ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ, that the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is approaching you, or has approached you, with blessing, with mercy, and with forgiveness. And in one sentence in that khutbah later on, he says, الشقي من حرم من غفران الله في هذا الشهر العظيم, that the most unfortunate person is the one who is deprived from the forgiveness of Allah during this great month. And this is where we see that, you know, this concept of forgiveness is an important concept, and that is the issue of tawbah. In the 6 brief discussions, you heard the Mukhi announcing, short and sweet. I'll keep it short. Whether I can add sweetness or not depends on the theme. Inshallah, we'll be talking about the issue of tawbah in these 6 nights that I'm here. The most important and constant theme in the du'as of the month of Ramadan, especially in the Layali al-Qadr, the amal and the du'as that we have for Laylat al-Qadr, you will see Tawbah is the central theme. Everything else we ask, you know, for our health, wealth, and everything for dunya, that's fine. But what the main thing is, the issue of release from the fire of Jahannam in the Akhirah, salvation in the hereafter. And this is where Tawbah and Maghfirah becomes very important for us. And that's why I thought maybe it would be relevant to our month also, and prepare us for the special nights of Layalatul Qadr. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just more than 80 times, He talks about this issue of Tawbah in different forms. Sometimes, you know, in negative way, sometimes in positive way, sometimes where He will not accept the Tawbah, places where He will accept the Tawbah. The way He says, you know, do Tawbah. And so inshallah, we'll look at what is the reality of Tawbah? What does it mean? The importance of Tawbah in our life. The first Tawbah in human history. And the biggest challenge in Tawbah, and the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah, and ending with the levels of Tawbah. For tonight, let us start with the, you know, what does it mean when we say Tawbah? Normally, you know, when we say Tawbah, which means saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay. I don't know, you know, not in all cultures probably, but in the South Asian culture, children from childhood are taught, when they do something wrong, they say, Tawbah, Tawbah. Is this Tawbah? Hitting yourself on the 2 sides? This is the sweetness part of the talk, okay? No, this is just, you know, innocent children, they don't understand. So you say, you know, do Tawbah, Tawbah. But we grow up and we say, okay, I made a mistake, I'm doing Tawbah. For us, you know, Tawbah has become words. that I made a mistake, so let me say astaghfirullah. Let me say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, that I learn in namaz and repeat that every time. And this is where, you know, I would like to use the expression of Shaheed Murtaza Mutahhiri, one of the greatest scholars that we had in this century. He says, remember, tawbah is not words. Tawbah is action. Tawbah is not from the category of words. This is his quotation here I have. Tawbah is a psychological and spiritual state. It is a spiritual reformation. Or you can even say it is a spiritual revolution within the human being himself. And the words like astaghfirullah, rabbi wa atubu ilayh, are not the reality of tawbah. These words are only a reflection of the inner state of the human being. We are just yet still on the level of words. Whereas the reality of the tawbah is not words. It is actually the inner psychological, spiritual state where you are turning things upside down. Reformation is a softer term. You can even say tawbah is actually a process of revolution within you on a spiritual level. If you study the books on spiritual development, you will see that, you know, when they talk about this process of how to develop yourself spiritually, the very first step, they will say, is tawbah. Without tawbah, your path of reforming yourself spiritually, developing yourself, you know, spiritually, elevating yourself on the level of ruh and nafs will not even begin. Because the beginning of that spiritual journey starts with tawbah. This is when you realize that I have committed sins and there are many impediments in my way. I have to get rid of that. You know, when you look at our own body, when we become dirty, whatever, you know, you fall somewhere, it was raining, muddy, your body becomes dirty. You do not just leave it. You would like to go and as soon as possible get rid of that dirt from the body. Similarly, when we talk about spirituality, the spiritual world within us. When a person becomes spiritually awake, the first thing he realizes, okay, my soul has been corrupted. It is dirty, not by the mud on the ground, but by the sins. And this is where, you know, then I will say, okay, the way I wanted to cleanse my body, I also have to go and cleanse my soul. When it comes to the body, how do you clean it? The easiest way is to go under the shower or use the water to clean yourself. When the soul becomes dirty, you don't go for baptism. You are told to go for tawbah. The relationship of water to purification of the body is the same relationship of the tawbah to the purification of the soul. And this is where, when we talk about tawbah, it's not just words. One way of understanding this, that some of these terminologies that we have, you know, we can always go back to the literal meaning in the language. For example, the word tawbah itself, literally in Arabic language, means to return, returning. But in Islamic literature, the word tawbah doesn't mean, you know, returning from point A to B physically. It's actually turning away from sins and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never away. His door was always open. It is me who turned away from him. And therefore it's me that I have to go back to him. And that is the essence of Tawbah. So even if you look at the literal meaning of the word Tawbah, it's very much relevant to the Islamic terminology that we have in the meaning of Tawbah. Even what we see, the words Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh, that we recite between the two sajdas, that also they explain the whole, you know, process. There is a slight difference between istighfar and tawbah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi. I ask forgiveness for my sins from my Lord here. And then wa atubu ilayh. And I return to him. Atubu, that's how tawbah is. That's where the tawbah comes from. And interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in one of the ayat, he says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Do istighfar with your Lord. Ask for forgiveness. ثُمَّ, then turn to him. It's interesting, in this ayat, istighfar is first. You do this process, and then you turn to Allah. So you have to get rid of the dirt first. And only then you will be in a state of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadood. My Lord is indeed merciful and the one who is loving. Because when we commit sins, we have to realize that, you know, committing sin itself, not on a physical plane, but on a spiritual plane, it is creating difference between yourself, distance between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah is the opposite of that. You're trying to redress this problem. And that's why when we talk about the issue of tawbah, this is a very important element. Some of our ulama explain it very beautifully when they say that tawbah is a reflection of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This ayat is not only for death. At every moment, whenever we commit sins, we have moved away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we come to realization, that's where we have to say, inna lillah, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then now I'm returning, not through death. By doing tawbah, now I'm returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, the return to Allah is of two types. One is inevitable, maut, death. Every human being will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they like it or not. As I many times say, you don't have to buy the tickets, already prepaid. You don't have to worry about which day or timing, it's not your choice anyway. You know, everything, that return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in form of death is inevitable. But there is another return which can happen multiple times in our life, and that is the return to Allah by choice. And that is not by death, but by tawbah. Whenever we move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regret that sincerely, then we want to go back. And that is why the famous hadith of the Prophet where he says, Mutu qabla an tamutu. The literal meaning of this hadith is that die before you die. What does it mean? Is the Prophet saying that you commit suicide? No, here the Prophet used same terminology. He says, Mutu, die. قَبْلَ أَن تَمُوتُ, before you die. The first maut is tawbah. Do tawbah before you die. And inshallah we'll see some ayat of Quran where this issue of when will the tawbah be accepted, when it will not be accepted, we'll talk about it, what should be the timing. Whether you can just, you know, delay it. No, that doesn't help at all. And so We will discuss this further, but let me end with the statement that the tawbah literally means returning, but in Islamic terminology, it has a different meaning of returning. It's actually turning away from the chain of evil desires back to the light of soul. فَعَلَهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has created this light in every human being, inspired every nafs with what is right and with what is wrong. And so tawbah means, you know, freeing ourselves from these shackles of the evil desires and following that light of our soul which Allah has given to us. Tawbah means moving away from the darkness of evil towards the brightness of good. It means moving away from disobedience to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me end with one example from the sayings of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. I'll target every night to conclude in 20 minutes, maximum 30 sometimes. When we look at this issue of tawbah and the importance, Sheikh Saduq in Ilal al-Shara'i', one of the books of hadith that he has, where he has compiled the hadith which talk about the rationale or the reasoning for some of the rulings and commandments of the Sharia. And he has put that in thematic or subject-wise form. There he has this hadith that somebody asked Amir al-Mu'mineen that when we do the prayers, most of the actions in the prayers are singular. The qiyam is by itself, ruku by itself, tashahud by itself, salam by itself. But whenever it comes to sajda, it is always two. Two sajdas together become the rukun in salat. And so this person asked the question of Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, you know, why two sajdas? Ruku is one, everything is one, but in sajda is two. Amir al-Mu'minin very beautifully explained that in a symbolic sense. He says, when you go into the first sajda, this is a reminder that your origin is this earth. You know, you came from this earth. And this symbolism of sajda can only be meaningful if you do sajda on the turbat, not on the carpet. That's where we regard one of the benefits of doing the sajda on the earth or the turba is that we are being reminded that we are from the earth. Then he says, when you get up from it, from the first sajda, he says, this is the symbol of your birth. When you go into the second sajda, Ali says, this is a realization or symbolism for your death. A time will come when you will be put back into the earth. And when you get up from the second sajda, he says, that is symbolism for the day of Qiyamah. You will be raised back to life. And so you have actually the summary of the whole, you know, process of origin, birth, death, and resurrection. If we do this amal every day with understanding. Salawat Pranay Akbar. When I read this hadith first time, you know, I was really impressed with it, started thinking about it, and then something came out of this wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When I looked at the hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when you get up from the first sajda, this is your birth. When you get into the second sajda, that is symbol of your death. And I started thinking, in between that is my life. My life in this dunya is between the two sajdas. How long is it? How many seconds? But most importantly, what came to my mind was, what is the zikr we recite? Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. From that hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen, a point of reflection which came out was that in the life of this dunya, we have to constantly work. We are not infallibles. We will make mistakes, and therefore learn this formula of Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Your salvation in the hereafter depends on that. But for that, we have to understand what is the reality of istighfar, what is the reality of tawbah. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow night. Salawat. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.